From ABC Northern Tasmania, Kim Napier.
Well, unexpected thrills are often the best kind, especially when your specialty area is endangered species. And it involves good news, not bad. Environmental scientist and orchid expert Graham Green has just made an exciting find on the large bird orchid. And in pretty reasonable numbers too, during a trip near the Edgar Dam in the southwest. Now, Graham was part of a small group of citizen scientists undertaking a bio blitz with Restore PETA when he made the discovery. Graham, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
What were you doing in 1983?
Yes, probably similar to you, I would say. but just to kick off the orchid discussion, the orchid we're talking about today wasn't known in Tasmania back then, so it's a relatively recent orchid in Tasmania.
Gee, that is exciting. How do we get a species so recent? How does that happen?
Yes, so it is found on the mainland and it was first discovered in 1998 on King Island. And that's where it was thought only to be in Tasmania until quite recently when a few more were found near the northwest coast, particularly on the Dyle Range. So when a group of us were doing a bio blitz in the southwest a couple of weekends ago, we really weren't expecting to find this orchid because it's one of Tasmania's rarest plants. And the known population of it is less than 100 mature plants. So it's incredibly scarce. It's only in really three populations, and it covers less than the plants that we know about cover less than 1 hectare. So incredibly rare plant. And it wasn't me that found it. I can't take that credit. It was all of us. So it's a group find. Well, we're just really surprised. It's a very recognisable orchid. So to try and explain it to listeners, if you can imagine a really small bird, like even a bird chick on the ground, a little brown chick with a gaping wide mouth ready to be fed, That's sort of how they got the name bird orchid. So they look like a bird waiting to be fed. But we do have 7 species of bird orchid in Tasmania, and this one is quite distinctive. So when I saw it, I knew straight away this was something unusual, something different. And of course, I got my orchid keys out and it came out as Validar, and I've had that validated by other orchid experts since. So it's a really interesting find and an incredibly interesting plant as well. And I love this about nature because this particular orchid actually mimics the scent of a specialised wasp that pollinates it. So it gives off a smell like a female wasp, can you believe this? And it attracts a male wasp. And also part of the flower structure of the plant mimics the female wasp. So how does this sort of thing happen?
But it's a matchmaking orchid.
It is. So they're incredibly intriguing plants. They also require a specialised fungus in the ground to provide their nutrients. So they're incredibly specialised, and I think that is part of the reason why we don't see many of them.
Did you say before I asked you what the reaction to finding them was that you found 26?
Yes, so initially we thought there were only 2. That was the first find. And then a friend and I decided to go back down last weekend because it's such a significant find and look for some more. And that's when we filled it in out to 26.
Wow. So for people listening, we don't suggest jumping into the car and going along and picking them for a vase, do we?
No, they're actually quite small and it's never advisable to pick our native flora, particularly our threatened species. In fact, it's illegal to do so unless you've got a permit and they're collected for science. So they're best observed in their natural environment. And interesting, a lot of Tasmanian orchids are actually very hard to see. They're quite small and you need quite a trained eye. So it's a developed skill over time to actually know where to look and to know what to look for. So we don't really have the big spectacular orchids that a lot of other places in the world have. So yeah, it's a really sort of a specialised skill to learn to start seeing these things.
So is there any work, Graham, being done to protect them?
Yes, well, interestingly, the population on King Island is not in a reserve. the largest population that we know of in the state in the Dyle Range is actually in a recreation reserve, so it offers some level of protection. But we've got to be vigilant with these plants. We've got to monitor how the land is managed, not only in terms of the way there's fire, but recreation can be a big hazard. For example, bike tracks can impact orchids, particularly in the Dyle Range. In the southwest where we found it, we would have loved to have found it in the World Heritage Area, which is the predominant land use down there, but we didn't. We actually found it on hydro land. So it suggests it is vulnerable to disturbance, and managing threatened species is all about managing disturbance. And interestingly, it is near Edgar Dam, which is actually built on a fault line. So at some point in the future, that dam, it's possible that it will fail without some sort of intervention or even decommissioning. So at that point in time, the land use around the area is going to have to be very carefully managed with that orchid in mind, because it's actually precious.
Incredible. And I just love the way you described it. I can actually picture it. So I look forward to having a Google and seeing it for myself. Great find. Thank you so much for sharing the story with us this afternoon.
No problem at all.
Thank you so much. That is Graeme Green. He's an environmental scientist and orchid expert. Have you spotted one of these beautiful bird orchids?